As part of Black History Month, some kids in Milwaukee are learning about the history of hip-hop and how they can be involved in the culture in the future if they want. WUWM's Olivia Richardson has the story.
Inside Villiers Square Public Library on Milwaukee's north side earlier this week, a staff member rounded up a half dozen kids ranging from freshmen to seniors in high school. Fidel Verdon handed out papers and pencils so they could take notes.
Thank you very much. To the right, what's your name? Introduce yourself, please.
Kimari.
Kimari, what?
The kids have their heads down. They're a little quiet, but they're engaged, as Verdon gives a presentation on the history of hip-hop, a form of music and dance that he says started in the U.S. in 1973.
This is going out to my man over in Japan.
Verdon tells them that one of the people considered a founding father of hip-hop, DJ Kool Herc from the Bronx, stopped in Milwaukee last year.
So you see me standing next to somebody in this picture? He goes by the name of DJ Kool Herc. DJ Kool Herc was born in Jamaica.
Oh, I know.
Boom, that talk about
building,
it.
He was in that building that I had went to with Boys and Girls.
Boys and Girls Club went to, they took you to see Kool Herc?
Yeah.
Last year downtown. Guess what?
What?
I was there.
Verdon talks about the birth of DJ battles, something that started with hip-hop and has become a staple in a variety of settings.
What some people refer to as sound clashes between DJs that would spend a lot of time investing in building up a sound set to take outside. So not in a closed environment, but be able to load your speakers and your sound set onto a truck and set up shop in a park or somewhere in public and just really create a whole scene and create a whole atmosphere. And a lot of that was said to have come via Kool Herc.
That same student disputes that DJ Kool Herc is one of the founding fathers. Her father knew Kool Herc. She says her father is DJ Scooter B and has deep roots in the culture. And she says hip-hop didn't start in 1973.
So he was the first person that threw a hip-hop party? I don't agree with that.
No problem. There's a lot of people that don't agree with it.
Because hip-hop been out before 1973, I think. He probably thought of a party and it was probably big and everybody came because, like, that was new to the society or something like that.
You know what's so awesome of what she's saying is, I said he came from where? Where did I say he came from? Who caught that? Where did he come from?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. Listen up and listen good. He came from Jamaica, and what he brought with him from Jamaica, you saying something so important, because what he did was he brought his sound system with him.
Verdon says that moment brought home his mission, that Black history is now history.
He's still alive. He's still accessible. And these are not, you know, some of our ancestors or historical figures that a lot of times we associate our culture and our history with just the past. But it's also very much a present conversation.
As Verdon explains in his presentation, hip-hop is something that people get advanced degrees to study, even though hip-hop culture stems from an oral tradition passed down from the time before African Americans were enslaved. He presses to the students, why shouldn't they, if they have the interest, be pursuing what is now a billion-dollar industry which originally was a part of African Americans' survival?
The drum was actually used as a way to communicate amongst people that did not speak the same language. The drum was also basically considered a weapon. If you got caught with a drum, if you got caught trying to make a drum, it was really a problem.
The connection works. The students listen intently. They're immersed when Verdon shows a clip about breakdancing lessons and other activities, classes they could take through True School, where he works. Its mission is to use creative arts and hip-hop culture to engage, educate, and empower youth and communities. And the conversation sparks additional discussion among the kids about practices during the time of slavery and the founding of Black History Month. Verdon is grateful for the students' engagement.
You guys, are you all this quiet in school every day?
Yeah, I'm quiet.
Are y'all this attentive in school every day?
No.
Are y'all giving your teacher this much respect? Because I'm saying I really appreciate y'all attention and participation.
At least one girl jotted down that True School offers breakdancing lessons on Tuesday night. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. It's a classic man, do a classic dance, yeah. Two step, then I might look like I'm tripping on the stage, but the